Welcome to the Still Caring Podcast, presented by Stillwater Medical.
Here, community is at the heart of healthcare.
Through honest conversations and shared experiences,
we explore what it means to care for our health
and each other.
Because better health takes a village, and you're part of ours.
Hello and welcome. I'm Abby Fox from Stillwater Medical, and today we're talking to Chad Weiberg, athletic director at Oklahoma State University, about his life-saving open heart surgery. We pre-recorded this episode so I can tell you from experience that Chad gives us a real play-by-play of how he discovered there was an issue and the medical team and community that surrounded him through the process. We get real about the realities he faced preparing for a surgery of that magnitude and what life looks like now. It's a conversation I think you'll really enjoy. Listen in.
Thank you for joining us today. We have Chad Weiberg here at Stillwater Medical. Chad, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, for our audience, will you just give a little bit of background about yourself and when Stillwater became home for you?
Well, I've been in Stillwater. I've made it home several different times. So we actually moved here when I was in junior high. My dad was an assistant coach on OSU's basketball staff. Mm-hmm. So I went to junior high here, then moved away, and then came back for school. Mm-hmm. Started in the athletic department as an unpaid intern my junior year in school, and little did I know that it would lead to someday then being able to come back. 8 years ago I was the deputy AD and then took over as the AD 4 years ago.
That's amazing. Yeah. What is the favorite part of your job?
Oh, definitely the people, the opportunity to be around our student athletes first and foremost. I think that's why any of us here on a college campus get into what we do is to have the opportunity to have a part in what we all experienced in college, which is people shaping our lives and who we want to be as adults. And then, you know, obviously the working with the coaches as well. So they're a huge part of that for the student athletes also. And then just our fans and donors. So it's definitely the people.
That's great. Well, and you've been a great role model and community leader. So we're grateful for that. Most recently, you've been sharing your health journey. So talk to us about, which includes open heart surgery. Yeah. So when did you discover there was a problem?
Yeah, so it was definitely something that came up over the summer that was not on my summer bingo card, but just very blessed in the end that it was caught. So it really just started with my primary care physician, which is Dr. Green on OSU's campus. And he's great. And as I recall, these were things that I call the 50-year-old things of when I had my 50-year annual physical. He started wanting me to do all these different things. And some of them I knew were coming, colonoscopy and all those things. And so kind of took care of those right away. But he also started talking to me about doing these vascular screening and calcium score. I kind of put those off because fortunately, with all my other tests, I didn't have high cholesterol, didn't have high blood pressure. So I kind of thought, well, I don't know why he's asking me to do these things, but I just put it off. And then he'd bring it up my 51 year physical, and he'd bring it up to my 52 year physical. And after the 53 year physical, I decided to go ahead and get it done. And I think mainly just because I thought, well, I want to make him happy because I really like him. And So came in here to the hospital to do the screenings and everything, got my scores that day and everything checked out fine as far as the vascular screening, and the calcium score was really good. And it wasn't, you know, it was several days later when I got a notice from Amy Kirby, the radiologist, that she had reviewed the CAT scan that's part of the calcium score and had noticed that I had an aneurysm in my ascending aorta and that I needed to come in for further testing. Of course, part of me thought this was a mistake because I left there and everything was fine. But before I could even call Dr. Green to ask him if he'd gotten the same notice, he was calling me. And so that triggered a series of other tests here, both here at the hospital. And, you know, Dr. Van Zandt became my cardiologist, so some tests with Dr. Van Zandt, and then ultimately some tests at the Oklahoma Heart Hospital in Oklahoma City. And each step of the way, I kind of kept thinking this was going to get better, but it actually, they were confirming sort of worse things, that this was definitely something that needed to get taken care of. So after my last test at the Oklahoma Heart Hospital is when I met my surgeon. Mm-hmm. For the first time, Dr. Randolph, he started walking me through, you know, what this was going to look like. And at the end, he asked if I had any questions. And I was kind of like, I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around any of this, much less questions. And it was at that point that he kind of got real serious with me and told me the seriousness of what we were dealing with. And kind of when he put in that perspective, I quickly went from, are we sure we need to do this, to how quick can we get this scheduled and get it done. So it's quite the journey, but just very blessed that all of those people were able to discover it and then get it fixed.
What kind of fears and challenges do you kind of work through in embracing that? Because if you thought you've been healthy your whole life, like how do you walk into a surgery of that magnitude?
Yeah, it was definitely a wake-up call. You know, I think that, you know, there's obviously all of the fears, concerns, whatever you want to call them, but pretty quickly got a lot of confidence just in the expertise of the people that were, Dr. Randolph and his team, the people that were going to be doing it. You know, obviously the first question is, how many of these have you done? It's literally, I think, in the thousands. So you're like, that makes you feel good. And of course, his reputation was just really, really good. And so I felt good about that. And you do kind of start thinking about the what ifs and all of that, and I had some conversations with my wife about those things, but felt good about that. And at the end, you know, as you're literally being wheeled in the surgery, I kind of had this peace that everything was going to work out the way it was supposed to work out. Of course, faith for me is a big part of that, but also just having confidence in where I was and their ability to do it. So, and again, just having the overall blessing, feeling of being blessed that they even caught it, right? Because there was really, had no symptoms. And what I learned is I was likely to never have any symptoms until it was just too late with this particular thing. And so just very, very blessed that they caught it.
Absolutely. We're a community health system, and so community is really important to us. How was your community present to you as you navigated all this?
Yeah. So it happened really quick, obviously going through the tests and figuring out where this was headed, and then when the decision was made that that's what was going to happen. So, and you know, we're getting ready to start football season,
High profile season.
We have student athletes coming in, getting ready for their seasons, and so I didn't want to create a distraction. I mean, that was the main thing, and I felt really good about my team, my staff, and the athletic department, just be able to continue everything moving forward without my presence there, and that was really important, just mainly because the time of the year it was ramping up for everything. And so I really, it wasn't that I was trying to keep anything secret or hidden or anything, but I just didn't want to create any distractions. So, you know, there were a few key people that I needed to tell in advance, but most everybody found out like the night before the surgery. I sent an email out to everyone. And at that point, you know, the word kind of slowly spread, and the outpouring of support that I got from whether it was athletic department staff or fans or community members, and not just me, but obviously being very focused on my wife and her family and making sure that they had everything that they needed. So it was, I really, really appreciated that. But at the same time, I was like, I wanted to keep everything focused on, you know, what was going on at OVSU Athletics.
Absolutely. What does life look like on the other side of a big surgery like that?
Yeah, well, there's obviously then just the recovery that you have to go through. And again, everyone was great and, you know, in the hospital with helping you start that journey. And once you get out, you know, they tell you what they want you doing and the, you know, kind of the follow-up appointments, of course, the medications and all that. Everyone here, hospital, Dr. Green, Heart Hospital, everybody involved with that. It's been great, Dr. Van Zandt. And now I've started rehab, so cardio rehab. I'm here at the hospital. And so that's been great just to, because the biggest thing at the end of the day, once you kind of work through the first parts of recovery is, for me at least, has just been building up my strength and stamina, because you don't realize how much of that you lose when you're just not able to do anything for that period of time. And so getting back into that, having them sort of educate me and pace me through what I should be doing has been really good. Feeling better, you know, every day just because of that.
What are you most hopeful for when you think about the future?
Good question. I mean, obviously, one of the things that I think has come out of this for me is just this realization that we are blessed to live in an age where we've got good knowledge and good technology and a lot of obviously really skilled professionals that can fix a lot of things that may be going wrong, but they have to know about it first. And so my message to, you know, all of my friends and counterparts and anybody that has reached out to me during this time has been, go get your physicals, you know, and get checked out what the doctors want you to get checked out, you know, because if I put these screenings off any longer, I mean, who knows what would have happened. So just really appreciate, you know, Dr. Green's consistent, you know, message to get these done. And so my message has been, listen to them.
Yeah.
And go get those things done, because you never know, you know, what they may discover. And obviously, finding it is the first step, you know, the fixing it. And so, and I've had a lot of people, you know, through those conversations say, hey, I went in and got my screenings done or got my physical done. And that's been great to hear.
Do you feel like that information gives you a little bit more control over your health?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it is just awareness, I guess. I've told a lot of my friends that are obviously my age is that we're in a stage in life, right, where our brains are still telling us that we're young. Yeah. You know, we don't, from that standpoint, don't feel like we're any different than we were when we're 25, but our bodies obviously are not 25 anymore. So yes, I think it certainly probably is true all the time, but, you know, I think as we get older, we need to probably be taking more ownership in our health and just paying more attention to that sort of thing and making sure that we're taking care of it as best we can.
Absolutely. Well, we're ending all of our conversations with a challenge to care. So encouraging people to do something at a personal level, whether it's for themselves or for the community. Yeah. So how would you summarize that challenge to care?
Well, I think that would be it is, you know, just stay on top of your health and prioritize it, you know, take it serious. And that's everything from getting some physical activity, whether that's just walking or whatever it is for you. I think that's, you know, very important. But then also just doing your annual physicals and doing what the doctors ask you to do. If they want you to check something out, you know, to do that. So we're very fortunate here in Stillwater to have Stillwater Medical and have the professionals here and the services here that you don't need to go far away to do that. So encourage everyone to take advantage of that if they're here or wherever they are, you know, their local medical professionals.
Yeah. And preventive care is such an important thing. You know, that's one of the reasons why as a health system, we prioritize that. The heart screenings that you mentioned are only $50 all year round. So it'd be easy to take advantage and to follow that challenge, but just by getting a heart screening.
Yeah. So. Super, super easy. So it's kind of one of those deals. I don't know why I put it off as long as I did. I'm just very glad I didn't put it off any longer.
Well, we're grateful for that too. Thank you, Chad, for being here today.
Thank you, appreciate it.